following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Big Ten, baseball, football, Huskers. It's all going on. Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald. Going to recap the state golf meet, given the state champion yesterday, just edging out St. Cecilia with a whale of an effort on day two. Cut it to one, just could not quite force it into a team playoff, which would have been amazing. And congratulations to all the medalists from the area. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger game tomorrow night as they get ready to take on the Wyoming Cavalry. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the NBA because he finally caved. There must have been nothing else on. The child was asleep, and Damon Day loves the NBA.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I just watched highlights on while I was waiting for you before the show, because last night was my beautiful wife's birthday and it was family time. But I have to say this, because Mike and Mike talked about it for a good 3.5 hours today. It doesn't matter if Roy Hibbert's in the game or not, because if Hibbert contests that shot, it's a foul. There's no way those referees, no matter how clean the block is or no matter what, whoever slides over for help defense on LeBron, there's going to be a whistle, no matter what. LeBron could have just dropped the ball, and they would have blown a whistle. So it's a moot point, but that's my take on watching. I just liked the George guy's outfit in the postgame Paul interview. Paul, I loved Paul George's outfit.
You don't rock the weird stuff?
No.
Even on the golf course?
No.
No? Great game last night, and again, everybody's bashing that the Heat didn't play that well. They still won the game in overtime. So what does that tell you? Everybody's just trying to find a way for Miami to get beat. I'm not. I must be in the minority.
The Heat is the best team in the NBA, and they're the reason why a casual sports fan like myself isn't watching. It's one of those just inevitable.
Well, and I think the hatred for the Heat, Damon, started before they – most dynasties you start to dislike or say, "This is, let's get some new blood in there," after they've won some championships. But this all started when LeBron went to Miami. We got all that for a half a year, then the lockout, then the full year where they don't win the championship, then another full year where they finally do win the championship. They've only won one title, and everybody already hates them. Well, folks, get used to it because it's going to continue.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, no matter what happens with Wade or Bosch or whatever, as long as you got LeBron James, you're going to be a title contender. I mean, you look at what he did in Cleveland. I mean, who can you even name the other four guys that started with LeBron James? And I consider myself a Cavaliers fan at the time, and I couldn't even name who his supporting cast was there. But as long as you got LeBron James over the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to be a contender into winning it for the Heat.
Maybe so. Producer Jeff can look that up. LeBron James starting five his last year in Cleveland.
I know Ogalskis, yeah, and Varejao.
Booby Gibson.
I don't think he started. Uh-huh. There was the guy who had a relationship with LeBron's mother and then got forced out of town. Who was that guy? Was that Steven Jackson?
Did they eat fried chicken? Is that what happened?
Or no. We're not going.
Are you digging everything up today?
No. Steven Jackson was the guy. Was the guard who was dating LeBron's mother and got forced out of town. But, I mean, as long as you have LeBron James, you're going to be a contender. And the reason why everyone hates him is you can't have a championship celebration before you've won a championship. You can't sell out your arena just to announce, hey, we got a team. When they did with Bosch and Wade and LeBron did the first night that all three of them were together. You can't have that big for not everyone else in the world to absolutely hate you.
Jealousy. It's all jealousy.
Hey, I'm the first guy to admit I hate LeBron because if he was doing this in Cleveland, I'd be on cloud nine. And I still think somewhere in my hatred for LeBron, I think he goes back to Cleveland at some point and brings a title to him.
No.
I think at some point his roots are so deep in the Cleveland Akron area. And the fact that the Browns don't win and the Indians can't, the Indians had all those runs during the 90s and couldn't win. I think he goes back and brings one in.
No.
Hey, you can
Why would
hope.
You go back?
What?
Why would you go back?
To win one on your own. I go back to the whole thing. LeBron James can't. Dwayne Wade won one without LeBron.
Yeah, but LeBron, he had Shaq.
LeBron?
He had Shaq. That's
okay,
pretty good.
Had Shaq. But you're telling me now LeBron's just an all-star team down in Miami.
Who's the last anybody to win one on their own? Any sport? Nobody. There's nobody. You've got to have the star, but the star has to have help. Let's face it, Kevin Durant's not in the finals because he doesn't have help. His guy got hurt, however you want to look at that.
I think in my opinion, it's a lot different when you grow up together. You got some rookies that are kind of helping out, or you take a draft choice. I think when you just get all these free agents to sign together and become this kind of fantasy team, I think that changes the scope of how people look at it. I think if Scottie Pippen would have signed with Jordan had success someplace else and signed as a free agent, then Jordan would be kind of the same thing. But Pippen was drafted and they kind of grew up together. Will Perdue, Bill Cartwright, B.J. Armstrong, all those guys, you know, they were, some of them were just pieces, but his sidekick, those, like you're saying, Shaq, the sidekick and all those types of things. Was Shaq really good when Dwayne had him?
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
All I can remember from Shaq is, I don't remember the dominance of Shaq. All I can remember is the guy can't make a free throw.
Wow. Dude, nobody can win it on their own.
No one wins a championship on their own. I'm just saying that I think that the fact that they were built by free agency, people view them much differently than someone who does it through the draft or things like that.
Well, and that is the case. Let's move on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here. Got a chance to catch up with our next state championship coach. He is Paul Reinertsen. We had him on earlier the week to preview the golf tournament. They were the favorites, and by no means did they run away and hide with the Class C championship, but they did win it, and I guess that's all that matters. Coach, congratulations.
Well, thanks. Thanks. It was pretty special yesterday. You don't win too many state championships or do it very often, and to get one, that was a pretty special deal for our guys.
How many fingernails are left?
There's a few left. Yeah, there were some tense moments there. I think I talked to you earlier. We kind of dug ourselves a hole the first day, but we kind of found something in the back nine on day one, and I think that little confidence we gained from that, we took into day two and got off to a good start. And we ground out a win. And, you know, I would say we probably weren't at our best, but I think the thing that I was the most proud of is, you know, I think our will in our determination to not let this slip away and to get the job done is what kind of carried us through. Because we kind of battled our golf swings. The weather wasn't very conducive for playing golf and in the competition. And so we were kind of battling a lot of things. But our guys, I think just their will to win is what kind of carried them through.
Paul Randerson, given golf coach, they won it in 2007. Also, and we can get into this in a little bit, all three sons now have been a part of a state championship golf team there with you, which also is special. But I want to get down to the brass tacks here. You guys were coming down the stretch. Ryan and Riley were still out on the course. Hastings St. Cecilia had basically posted their score, and there were some bogeys in the last five holes by both of those outstanding golfers. Did you know where you were with those guys playing their last couple of holes?
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good idea that we had a little bit of a lead, and at the one point we had about three. We had, I think Riley had like three holes to play, and I think Ryan had two holes to play. We knew one of them was a par five that was playing a little bit downwind, and so right at that point, I actually felt pretty confident that we would get it done. My two players there that have been playing really good golf all year, I was confident they would probably par in, if not birdie 17. I think Riley did pick up a birdie on 17. Both of them hit really good drives off 18 and sealed the win. So I was confident at that point. Prior to that, though, there were a lot of tense moments there. But once we got down the last couple holes and we had those two guys left on the course, I had a pretty good chance that we were going to do it.
Coach Damon Day here. Congratulations on your state championship. And obviously, when you look over the two-day tournament, what was it, ball striking? Was it putting? Was it short game with the conditions and whatnot? What do you feel like, what part of the golf game did your team succeed at that helped you bring home the title?
Well, I don't know if there's one point that we succeeded at. To be honest, we shot over our stroke average by about 14 shots a day, I think. We were averaging about 312 and really struggled with all parts of our game. I think it was just our tenacity and the will to win. I thought our ball striking probably was a little better than what our scores indicate. We'll say we struggled on the greens a little bit. Mishit a few irons on a couple of the par threes and found some hazards. But I would say our ball striking off the tee, when you look at our team scores, doesn't look like it was probably all that great, but actually we hit it decently off the tee. But we didn't putt very well, put ourselves in some tough spots on the greens, and three-putted quite a few holes, or at least more than what we normally do. But those guys are tough competitors, and they put in a lot of hard work over the last 3 or 4 years, and they didn't want to be denied. And I really think that the will to win is what kind of carried them through.
Well, in most sports, you can kind of see the competition sneaking up on you or getting back into the game. I mean, or as you said, you can call a timeout. Well, Laurel Concord was the one that was on your heels. All of a sudden, though, it takes a while to realize that somebody new is making a charge in St. Cecilia. When did you know that they were right there?
Well, that's a good point. We were looking at Laurel Concord all day, and then about probably the middle, probably just after the front nine on day two, all of a sudden you saw St. Cecilia's scores were coming in that were pretty decent, and so they kind of come out of nowhere, to be honest. But we had the lead, and so we really weren't looking behind. We just thought we wanted to go out and try to get off to a good start, and for the most part we did that. But Concord was playing pretty good. We had a couple guys that we were kind of keeping an eye on, but I'll give St. Cecilia credit. They were 10 or 11 back, and they kind of made a nice run at it and made things interesting there at the end. So, you know, congrats to them. But I'm proud of our guys. We hung in there. We didn't have our A game by any means. And to win a state championship without your best usually doesn't happen. But for us, it's a pretty special win for our guys.
Riley probably never wants to go to the community of Plainview, does he?
You know, I've had a lot of people ask that, and I've told everybody, the high school, you know, golf is an individual sport, except for high school season, and this was about winning the team championship. We've come so close the last couple of years, and we had some really good teams the last couple of years. I thought we were good enough to win the last two, and so this was all about getting the team championship, and he is excited today, happy for that. To be honest, there's a lot of individual tournaments in the summertime that he plays in, and he'll get a chance to win some of those, hopefully. But right now, I don't think he's disappointed at all. You sure have been nice to win, but really, this was all about the team championship.
Yeah, I saw the article that Bob wrote today in The Independent and some of the quotes from Riley, so I'll ask you one more, because as we like to do, we even nitpick the champions here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as they do in the media. Does Riley change his game then? At state, does he play it more conservative, or is that just the way it works out?
Well, you know, to be honest, you know, for high school golfers that maybe are serious high school golfers, there's really, you know, we kind of went with two trains of thought. Your high school season, you make a lot of pars, you'll be pretty tough. You don't want to hurt your team, make a lot of pars. Usually individually, if you just make pars in high school, you're going to be pretty good. Summer golf is a little different in the fact that you kind of got to go lower, and so you have to play a little more aggressive. And so he probably plays more aggressive in the summertime here. It's a little more conservative. Let's make sure we make a lot of pars and we'll make any big numbers. And I think he kind of approached the state tournament just like you would any other ones, is let's try to make pars, let's not do anything silly here. And, you know, the conditions were tough also yesterday. I think one time he was two or three under. We made one bad swing, or he made one bad swing off of 12. I ended up going in the hazard. I think he was maybe three under at that point. I ended up making a double bogey on that hole. So he had it going, but from then on, I think it was just, let's play safe, let's don't make any big numbers here and hurt our team chance.
Before we let you go, Paul Reinertsen with us here for the last moment on the Doug and Daddy Show, as Gibbon won the state golf championship yesterday in Class C. When we talked with you on Monday, we talked about Ryan Milks being a solid two, and he was there for you again. He ties for sixth individually, but maybe Bennett Steele gets a little extra something in his Christmas stocking because he improved by 10 shots yesterday. You only win by one. So was it Bennett? Can you come up with, you can always think of that three putt, but yesterday, was there a one shot? Somebody rolls in a 50-footer or somebody chips in? I mean, you win a tournament by one shot. You can usually remember something like that.
No, we didn't chip anything in or make too many putts, so I can't say we did anything like that. I think Ron said he was played with a guy in his group that made over 200 feet of putt, which is ridiculous. And Ron, I think, made like 38 feet of putts yesterday. And I think Bennett said one guy in his group made about 180 feet worth of putt, and I think Bennett made about 40 feet of putt. So, so no, I don't think we had any shot, but I will credit Bennett. Bennett really kind of struggled the first day a little bit and really didn't get off to a great start personally for himself on the front nine on day two. But, boy, he really turned it around about hole. I think it was about his ninth hole of the day. I think he played the last 10 holes of the tournament in plus one. And obviously it turned out we needed him, and credit him. He's a senior. He's been around the block a few times, and he's been in the state tournament now four times, and I think that experience kind of carried him through because it had been real easy to kind of get real frustrated and let some shots slide, but he really bared down, and he did a great job for us yesterday coming down the stretch as well.
Well, Damon, obviously we got a couple of four-man scrambles we got to get into this year. Maybe we could borrow a couple of the Gibbon guys.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin their eligibility, but how much do they cost?
maybe Damon and Jim, okay, Doug, but not sure about you.
We'll come over and tear up the course over there. Last question, Paul, I'll let you go. And I don't want to be unfair to the other kids because they have done great, and we've talked about some of the other ones, but obviously Riley's going to Oklahoma. We really haven't talked a whole lot about that. Want to say congratulations, by the way, on academic all-district to Jordan playing down there at Nebraska. He received that earlier this week, so not only can he play a little golf, but he's pretty smart. But what's the summer look like now for Riley, and what's the big tournaments out there for him?
Well, he's going to get busy here real quick. We'll play a men's amateur here in Nebraska, and then we'll probably be out of state. We're going to head to Illinois early part of June, and from there we'll just keep on going to Greensboro for the AJJ FootJoy, which is kind of one of their majors. Probably right now I think there's about 70 of the top 75 players in the country going to be there, so that should be an exciting one. Then we'll come back, play the Western Junior in Indianapolis. That'll be I think there's about probably 100 and about top 100 out of 144 are going to be there for that one. So it'll be a busy June. We'll probably head back. He's got invited back to the San Diego Junior World, and also got invitation to the PGA Junior out in Washington, D.C. later on in July. So we've got a busy summer, some really good tournaments, and that's the ones he's really looking for. But, yeah, we're going to be busy. Going to put on a lot of road miles here.
For a parent or for someone who does have a young person that might be involved in golf or kind of coming up through the ranks before they kind of get to high school, what do you recommend, obviously having some children go through it, what do you recommend their course of action in helping develop a golfer here in central Nebraska?
Well, I can only speak from what I've done with mine, but you got to get them interested, and they got to really like the game. And so somehow you got to create some excitement. I think, for the kids. You know, every kid wants to compete, but if you're going to play golf, and then probably like any sport, you really got to put in a lot of time, and so you've got to make it exciting. I remember we used to go chip around the greens, and whoever chipped in the most, we would get ice cream afterwards, and or they would get their choice of where they wanted to go eat pizza at or something like that. And so we try to create a little bit, or I try to create some interest. And if they got some interest and they develop some passion for it, they're going to practice, and you got to put in obviously a lot of time. And then I think the competition, you know, to me, there's two types of golf. There's golf and there's competitive golf, and competitive golf is with nerves. And so who can handle their nerves the best? And I think the only way you get that is playing in tournaments and playing in the best competition you can find. And we can all shoot a decent score on Saturday afternoon with our foursome that we're comfortable with, but can you shoot a decent score on a good course, playing with people that you don't know, and people that are really good players? And you start to feel the nerves, and I think that's the difference. And so the sooner you get them started doing that, probably the more success they're going to have later on.
All right, Paul, congratulations to you and the kids on a state championship. Those never get old, and can't wait to see another banner there at Kibben High School. Have a great summer, and we'll keep up to date with you.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it.
All right, Paul Reinertsen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Damon Day, you're trying to pick up a cheap tip there, aren't you?
Oh, I always just, you know, I mean, I just always just wonder how, you know.
It's tough.
How do you get someone involved in that, those many tournaments? I mean, obviously it's a word of mouth thing, and obviously the fact that he's going to be playing Division I golf, that obviously gets him in the door to certain things that maybe some other people don't. But, you know, what is there a junior tournament circuit? You know, I mean, I know down in Florida where my brother lives and his daughters, when they were 12, 13, I mean, they were golfing all the time. Is there something like that in Central Nebraska? Is there a junior golf tournament?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
yeah. And so that's kind of more what I was wondering as far as, you know, where do you go? What do you do? And, you know.
And junior golf gets rolling here. Check out Kearney Country Club, Meadowlark Hills, Hastings at Lachlan, Southern Hills, the Elks, any of the golf courses. They have a junior program, I know, at the Elks here in Kearney as well. So they all try to get something going to help the kids out. And it's getting bigger and better. And we're going to talk with there's a program coming to Kearney here next month that all of the courses are involved in, and we'll be chatting about that, so I'll make sure you're around for that.
Love it. Golf, everyone who knows me knows that golf is my one great vice in life. I definitely enjoy playing. I think you learn a lot about yourself and doing certain things in the game of golf, and so I just think it's a despite Sergio and Tiger trying to ruin it, I think it's a very good.
easy. Finishing things up, Class A, Creighton Prep shoots even par, wins the state title. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 2nd. Hastings 7th, Kearney 12th. Two Hastings golfers tie for 13th, the top 15 medals. So that's Josh Heinrichs and Craig Marble. Kearney's best finisher was Corey Leffler. A 154 tied him for 23rd. In Class B, Scotts Bluff wins the team championship by 9 over Blair. Aurora 6th, Holdridge 9th. Michael Hayden of Scotts Bluff wins it by 3 shots over Brian Carmody of Omaha Scutt. Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora tied for 4th. Ben Gross-Nicholas was 11th. Adam Central's Ashton Graham was 21st. Of course, in Class C, Gibbon wins it by 1 over Hastings St. Cecilia. What a run they made yesterday. Ord was 8th. Kearney Catholic 12th. Sutton 13th. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon was 2nd. Ryan Milks of Gibbon and Thomas Skoke of St. Cecilia tied for 6th. Dan Van Kirk of Sutton was 9th. Alex Sheehy of St. Cecilia was 10th. And finally, in Class D, Thayer Central ran away and hid with the team title. They win it by 36 shots over Bancroft Rosalie. Overton was 7th, Heartland Lutheran 12th, South Loop 13th. Medicine Valley's Brendan Johnson shot an even par 71 yesterday to win it by 2 shots over Jay Cottom of Thayer Central. Garrett Ring of Alma finished in 3rd. Lane Gascombe, and I know I'm butchering your name, Lane, I apologize for that. He's out of South Loop. He finished in 7th. And Elm Creek's Britton Ferguson tied for 12th. Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald is right around the corner. We'll be back with more after this.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Perfect. Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available at...
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun at times as well through the day today with a high at 69. Winds out of the north will shift to the east, staying around 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm late with a low near 50 degrees. Right now, it's 54.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug due to Damon Day. As you're ready for Memorial Day, probably going to be doing some grilling, hopefully. I mean, even if you got to work, which all of us have to do a little bit, hope you can enjoy it, relax a little bit. And if you can't do that, stop by and see the folks at Bruce Furniture, because they can get you set up, whether it's new mattress, new living room furniture, something for the kitchen, something for the den, whatever you need. It's all there for you at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They've been around since 1977, continuing to grow, taking care of their customers and getting you what you want. They can compete with all the big chains because they have the 4 stores, so quantity buying, freight charges, get you the lowest price possible. And Bruce Furniture, with the great delivery, they'll take it in, they'll take it out, whatever you need removed, they'll do that as well. Bruce Furniture gets you the right color, size, style, price range, whatever it is you're looking for, couches, mattresses, chairs, tables, something maybe even simple as just a little lamp that you may be looking for. Stop in with the family, stop in by yourself, check it out today. You can go online as well. Bruce Furniture is there for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance since 1977. Doug Duda, Damon Day on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. You're looking at the U.S. Senior Open, a little press guide that I was at there a couple of weeks ago. Jacked up for that?
Yeah.
As we just went into break talking about golf.
But. Yeah, I'm excited to see a little bit about it. I think I'm still trying to check my schedule. We're efforting as we speak.
Because you're swamped over the summer, aren't you?
Hey.
Well, we look forward to being down at the U.S. Senior Open in July, and that's going to be outstanding. And according to the credential list, I think everybody that's employed by the Omaha World Herald will be there covering it, and probably Dirk Chatlin will be there as well. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Dirk, great to catch up with you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're not going to be able to drag me away from there in July. That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, good times, and we got a chance to play the course earlier this month. What'd you think of the course and the set out? I guess every time I think it's going to be something incredible, and you go, wow, I actually smacked it around on this course a little bit. I wonder how the pros will do.
Well, I played it once before about five, six years ago, and my first thought when I heard they were having it at OCC was, boy, I'm not sure OCC is hard enough for these guys. And I still wonder a little bit, you know, what kind of scores they're going to fire. But I think the greens are going to be, difficult enough and probably quick enough that if you're not in the right spot, you know, you're going to have a lot of really tough putts, even from 15, 20 feet. So I think the greens will be a heck of a defense, and you know, we'll probably keep scores, you know, in the 5 to 12 under par range.
Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are the ears, man? I hear they're so much better lately.
They're doing well. They're doing well. I can hear everything. It's like I got stereo speakers in my head. So.
Well, after 4 hours on unsportsmanlike conduct, this 10-minute segment ought to be pretty cool. Let's take a look at what's going on. I'll get your thoughts on football in a minute, but Husker baseball, obviously, if you follow Dirk's Mad Chatter, you can keep up with his thoughts and on his Twitter feed as well. But a big win yesterday for Nebraska. How far do you think this team can go, and what's your thoughts here where Darren Erstad has the program at this point in his coaching career?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a 16 tournament. It's, you know, there's not a juggernaut in the bunch. I mean, Indiana's pretty good, but, you know, these conference tournaments, if you can get a little momentum, you can go a long way, and I think Nebraska's capable of winning it. The question is pitching depth. You know, do they have enough arms? I think they have to win today, you know, to have any chance, because, you know, they just don't have enough pitching depth to get into the loser's bracket and come out of it. So, you know, I think if they can win today and then they'll have a regular arm going against probably Indiana tomorrow, then you got to like their chances. But I think today's game is really critical. So, you know, as far as Erstad and where he has the program, I think it's been a little bit slower to develop than people thought. I think, you know, my expectations were not that they were going to be in the College World Series, but, you know, I anticipated that they would be in the NCAA tournament by year number two, and that's probably not going to happen unless they win the Big Ten tournament. So, but, you know, on the other hand, I think Erstad and the way that he goes about things, you know, I think there's just a lot of trust, you know, among people around the program about where he's headed, and I think he's got the right attitude. I think he's I like the way that he approached the non-conference schedule, basically saying we'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere. I think that's the way to do it at Nebraska. So, you know, it's sort of like Nebraska basketball. I think you're kind of witnessing a coach on the ground floor trying to build up, and I think Nebraska's got the right guy, but it's not easy, especially in the Big Ten, to build a baseball program.
Damon Day here, and kind of as you speak to that, does a Big Ten team have a chance to be a CWS perennial power, to be a every year competing for a CWS berth from the Big Ten?
Great question. It really is. I mean, I think, you know, you've seen Northern schools do it in the past, but you haven't seen, you know, you haven't seen one just be kind of the juggernaut over 10 or 20 years. You know, there tends to be little 5-year stretches or 10-year stretches. You know, Nebraska did it. You know, Oregon State did it. You know, Wichita State's obviously a little farther south, but they were doing it for a long period of time. But the Big Ten, it's going to be a little bit harder. I think, you know, schools are finally putting the resources into facilities and kind of getting after it a little bit more in recruiting. But it's going to be tough. I mean, if you're going after the best players in the country, or even the next best players in the country, you know, you're going to be recruiting against, you know, Texas and the SEC schools and the ACC schools who are really good at baseball. And it's just going to be really tough. So, you know, we knew when Nebraska went into the Big Ten that it might be an upgrade in a few sports, but there were going to be a few sports that it was going to be harder. And I think baseball is one of those sports that, yes, you know, you got away from Texas and Texas A&M and schools like that in baseball, but those were also kind of the schools that helped you recruit. You know, you could go into Texas and say, hey, we're going to play in the same conference as these schools. And I think it's a little bit harder right now. So we'll see. It's gonna take, I think, a continuation in the investment in the programs and financially. And, you know, I think the Big Ten's on the right track in that regard, but they've still got a ways to go to start competing against the SEC.
Dirk Chatlin, Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day. Let's talk a little football here. Meetings in Chicago a week ago have wrapped up. They announced the Big Ten schedule. They officially give us the East and West divisions and so on and so forth. Dirk, we know that about football. Has any talk come out? We were talking about baseball. What are they doing with baseball? What are they doing with some of the other sports now that there are 14 teams in the league?
Well, I don't think you're going to see any sort of divisional structure for any other sports, including basketball. Baseball, will they cater to, will they schedule things a little bit geographically to help schools with travel? I think that's important to do in minor sports. But I don't know. I haven't heard definitively on that, whether they intend to do that. I don't think you want to send, for instance, the volleyball team to Rutgers on a Wednesday night, when you could send them to Iowa on a Wednesday night. But we're going to have to see how that all shakes out. That's one of the big challenges, one of the big drawbacks of conference expansion is as that geographic footprint expands, travel gets more difficult and it just gets harder to see teams on a regular basis. So I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a little bit interesting, the basketball schedule that came out and, with Nebraska not playing, Iowa, Minnesota, or Wisconsin twice. I think it would be preferable to have some sort of structure where you're playing all those, because Nebraska's the Western outpost in the Big Ten,
yeah.
It would be preferable to have, to be playing those Western schools twice every year. So we'll see how it shakes out, but right now it looks like the Big Ten is gonna be a little bit more random in how they schedule things.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show here. How can they shove Iowa down your throat as your conference rival and then you never play them in many sports? The bowls were also talked about here. The actual schedule came out yesterday. The Big Ten kind of wants to maybe move some of their affiliation. They set so good on New Year's Day. They could have five teams playing on New Year's Day, theoretically, but then they're bouncing off the walls against each other. Do you like the way their talks are going, and what could the future of the bowls look like?
Well, I think it's good that they want to mix it up because there's a little bit too much focus in Florida right now. If you're a Big Ten fan, I'm not sure you get all that excited. It's not that you don't want to go to Florida, but I think if you go to Orlando one year, it's not like you're clamoring to go to Tampa the next year and Jacksonville the next year. I mean, it's all Florida. So I think from that standpoint, it's good to mix it up. I wrote about it a week ago, but I really think the biggest problem with the Big Ten Bowl, setup is having all those games in the same time slot on New Year's Day. I don't think you want, four Big Ten Bowl games at the same time on New Year's Day morning at 11 o'clock. So, it sounds like they're going to change that up a little bit, maybe get out into California, get out to Phoenix, maybe get to Nashville, get into New York City. I think all of that is good, but the chief concern, in my opinion, is just let's not have Big Ten schools playing at the same time because that cuts down on the conference's exposure. And if you want to watch anybody else in the conference, you can't watch them because there's four playing at the same time.
Dirk, a lot of people have also been bringing this up, and some of them are already irate. Why is everybody else offering Kenzo Cotton and not Nebraska? Okay, so the kid runs pretty fast, but nobody else knows a whole lot about his skills. What are you hearing about Kenzo coming off a great performance last weekend?
Well, that performance obviously caught some people's attention around the country. I don't think it's, his dad was a former Husker. I don't think it's absolutely necessary that you're the first one to offer or the second or the third one to offer. Nebraska likes to typically wait until the summer on these things, the summer between junior and senior year. So if August rolls around or September rolls around and he doesn't have an offer, I think you can start to scratch your head a little bit. But at this point, I don't think it's too much of an issue. Typically in June when Nebraska has camps, they start handing out a lot of offers, and they want to see kids, up close, be able to see them in person, and I think you'll see, probably a whole slew of offers at that point. So we'll see what happens with Kenzo Cotton. I mean, he's one of the more intriguing athletes to come out of Nebraska in a long time. I mean, you can make an argument that he should go to the SEC or go to the Pac-12 or whatever and run track, and try to get to the Olympics someday or something like that. Rather than playing football, but for now, I think he's going to get a lot of attention from football programs.
besides Kenzo Cotton here in the state of Nebraska, who are some other viable possibilities that might be future Huskers?
Well, you know, the name you hear about is the kid from Gretna, the Stoltenberg kid. I think it's Gretna, and he's he's a big kid and a defensive tackle. I think I don't follow the junior recruits quite as much until they get into senior year, but I think there's Calvin Strong in Omaha North, who's a running back. I think he's generally considered, worthy of a high Division I offer. So, Nebraska has, Omaha in particular, has struggled recently since really about the last 5 years to send kids down to Nebraska. There just hasn't, Omaha high school football has been good, but there haven't been the big stars in Omaha like there have been traditionally. So I think that's one thing to watch is, with Cotton and Strong and, some kids like that, maybe Nebraska can get a few more high-profile kids out of Omaha because that's been something that there's been a little bit of a drought there.
Dirk Chatelain, last minute from the Omaha World-Herald with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dirk, this is kind of the time that everybody that covers Husker football gets a little vacation going. What should we be looking at here before Big Ten Media Days? What's on your radar in the next 6 weeks?
Well, aside from College World Series and Senior U.S. Open, which will take up a lot of time, we're just doing some, I'm trying to do things that are a little bit off the map a little bit. I'm going to profile a sports gambler who's kind of given his life away to the sports gambling. I've got a profile coming up here in a couple weeks on a UNO heptathlete who is not a Columbus native, who's not able to compete in the NCAA championships because of the transition ban, the competition ban that UNO has to wait 4 years. Just a few things off the map. It's kind of a fun time of year for that stuff because, you're not as locked into, Husker basketball or Creighton basketball or Nebraska football. So you can kind of stray a little bit and do things you might not normally do.
Well, we could talk a long time about all those subjects as well, but Dirk, we'll let you get back to work, and always a pleasure chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys. You too.
Take care. Dirk Chatelain, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, touching on just a variety of subjects. There are a lot going on, and yes, it's always cool to see some of the feature pieces that make you just kind of open your eyes and go,
It is interesting when you kind of do get off the beaten path from the major thing. I'll be very interested to read the article about the UNO athlete. I mean, that's just something that, obviously in the baseball world, UNO won the Summit League. I find it ironic that they never could win an MIAA championship, but it's easier to go win one at the Division I level. But, that's got to be a frustrating thing. They win the league and they don't even get to go to the conference tournament or have an opportunity to move on. So, and
what's the reason for that, Damon?
Basketball money.
Yeah, but still, what's the reason? Because
you got to buy in. You got to get your pay in. You got to get your buy in from the before you get your basketball money because it goes out to all the schools. So they don't want everybody just hopping.
Okay,
up
so and, don't give us our money. You're penalizing us anyway. But why can't we go play in the tournament?
Yeah,
what's the advantage?
That would be more of an. I think the reason why they have such a long period is to keep the bouncing from happening from teams just automatically and rarely, just hopping all of a sudden up to try to get into that because
I don't buy it. Who cares? Every national tournament is different every year. So yeah, I can see, okay, UNO was here for a couple of years, now they're moving on to another conference, or this team was here. So you're still only having the same amount of teams every year making your tournament.
I think it just goes more to they want you to jump through hoops. They want you to make sure that you can prove that you're going to be a viable Division I school. I think
you win the conference. You win the regular season.
Oh no, I'm talking about when you make that decision to move up. They want to make it as difficult as possible to move up in a division, so everyone's not trying to do it. That's how that would be more of an NCAA question. But I think they're trying to get they're trying to make sure that schools are truly committed for the long haul, that they're not just flying by the seat of their pants when they make these. So they make those hoops that you have to jump through. I mean,
because it really helps the student athlete.
Well, is it really about the student? We all know.
Oh,
we're not going to get.
That's what they tell us.
We're not getting into that debate. But what's going to happen in the Summit League now? With, Oakland leaving, Is it even going to, you know?
Well,
so now you're just into another quagmire of decisions or whatnot. But I think they do that to make the process as difficult.
Did he say quagmire?
Quagmire.
Giggity. Yeah. Here's our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. What should the Cavaliers do with their number one pick in this year's draft, Damon? Keep it or trade it?
For the poor guy's sake, they better trade it.
71% say keep it. 29% said trade it. Here we go. Which slate of NFL games would you prefer? Because they're throwing this out again. Roger Goodell saying, once again, they're looking at expanding the playoffs or maybe going to 18 regular season games. So our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day, which you can always vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Which one of these would you like to see? The current slate of the four preseason and the 16 regular season. Two preseason, 18 regular season, or option three, two preseason, 16 regular season, and expand the playoffs.
Expand the I'm more about expanding more playoff games, more playoff teams, more football to watch in January.
I think 18 regular season is too many because, let's face it, we see it now with 16, that the team that's hot at the end is not hot at the beginning, or at the beginning is not hot at the end. And I want the true champion. I don't – I mean, yes, you don't – just because you're 13-3 or 15-1 doesn't mean you automatically should have a ticket to the Super Bowl. But it's – you got to be able to play the whole season. I don't want the 18 – and I know that the four preseason is too long, but it seems like that is what is necessary. I mean, they're not playing their studs in those preseason games anyway.
No, I think 18 is who. Man, that's.
And I don't want football start before Labor Day.
Oh no, no. I think that I just think 18 games. Man, you could end up with second. You know, who wants to see the fourth string running back? I mean, that's just, you know. Then you start talking about how injuries are going to pile up, and then you could end up having some. You could have, like you said, a team gets off to a good start, bang, they lose somebody in week 17 now, or because there's just going to be more apt. Or if the playoffs expanded, those last three games, those seven games, 17 and 18, is Aaron? Are you even? If I go see the Packers, do I even get to see Aaron Rodgers? You know, I mean, because you're going to have an easier chance to get that bye, or you know what I mean? We're already taking off the 16th week in a lot of opportunities. So, I don't know what the answer would be.
Are folks unhappy with what's going on now?
Yes. Season ticket holders are very upset about having
the preseason.
Yes, so they're having to pay. Yes. I think you just cut back the preseason a little bit, but I agree with you. That's their time to find rosters numbers 48 through 53 and to showcase for other teams and to develop your squad. And
it gives a guy that's cut by one team a chance to pick up with another team before the season begins.
Right.
I'll vote on keep it the way. I mean, don't hack. I get that. But outside of that, I mean, the real playing on the field, I think, is good the way it is. 16 regular season games, let's keep it at that. But you can vote today.
Yep.
ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Postage meter companies used to have the monopoly on printing postage. Watch out. They could charge you an arm and a leg to print postage from your own office. Those days are now over. Now you can use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you get all the benefits of a postage meter, but a fraction of the cost. All you need is your computer, your printer, and Stamps.com to get official U.S. postage. Any letter, any package, any class of mail. Plus, you'll never have to step foot inside a crowded post office again. Everything you could do at the post office, now do right from your desk. How convenient is that? They've got a no-risk trial right now. $110 bonus offer all in, which includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. Don't let postage meter companies have a monopoly. Now use stamps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun at times as well through the day today with a high at 69. Winds out of the north will shift to the east, staying around 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm late with a low near 50 degrees. Right now, it's 54.
I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm floating cloud nine. My head's in the sky. I'm solo. I'm riding solo.
So how about this? I got a question for you, because I have to say I'm a little surprised, and sometimes it just slaps us upside the face. But first, I'm getting ready for lunch here, and Cunningham's it is today. Satisfy your taste buds with one of Cunningham's delicious gourmet burgers, like the Old Blue Burger, piled up with a half pound of juicy beef, topped with crumbled blue cheese and crispy bacon. You could handle that.
I ate that 2 weeks ago.
And now you got to go back in and
delicious.
Fix up your own burger. Throw some chicken on it. Throw some pulled pork mushrooms. Throw some jalapenos. Maybe some pepper jack cheese. They've got over 22 toppings that you can throw on. Plus, while you're eating your favorite meal, whether it's a burger, whether it's pizza, whether it's the Journal Bites, whether it's chicken wings, whether it's a great sandwich, they've got it all there for you. You can enjoy your favorite sporting events on television. There's a TV. Basically, they touch each other over every wall in the entire universe that is known as Cunningham's. And if you've got a cell phone, go ahead, pick it up, and text HAMS OFFER, just like it sounds, all one word, HAMS OFFER, to 90210, and you'll receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up. The courtyard is open. The weather, even though it's still not balmy, it's nice enough to enjoy Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. And weekend entertainment, it's always there. And, of course, music outside is the best time of the year when you can set out back, enjoy a beverage, and hear some great music. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney, is Cunningham's. Okay, I got it that Brian Wiest was a semifinalist for the Tino Martinez Award. But yep. Now he's a finalist, one of the top 10 players in the country. I'm surprised.
I'm not. And I think that that just goes to show you the difference between RMAC success and MIAA success. We've had guys with Joe Novacek had 14 home runs and 70 RBIs. Cody Lucero had, I think, 16 home runs and 68 RBIs, and you know, they were at the time there was no team. So we've had Andrew Hakey. We've had guys put up these type of numbers. But now that you do that in the MIAA, it skyrockets you to another level. And I think that's just because in the RMAC, there's probably four or five guys with those types of numbers. But in the MIAA, that's an amazing, amazing run and an amazing, amazing season. And so I think you garner the draft attention that Brian has now with this type of attention. And we're just extraordinarily proud of him and what he's been able to accomplish. And to be a finalist for this award is a great, not only honor for him, but I think it says a lot about our baseball program and the type of players that we have the ability to develop over the last 8 to 10 years. We've had some pretty good guys that we've developed, and so I think it's a testament to his work ethic. And I mean, our hitting coach Trey Howell deserves a huge slap on the back, and Brian is probably one of the guys that is more appreciative for Coach Howell's abilities. And I don't think people understand how good of a hitting coach we have in Kearney. I mean, for the last 3 years, we've been top 25 in the nation in numerous offensive categories. And if you look at the development of our hitters, I mean, Trey is a phenomenal, phenomenal hitting coach. And he really, last year when Brian first got here, his swing was broken, his confidence was lacking, and they just, I mean, Trey held him accountable, and Brian brought the work ethic, and I think them together really helped Brian kind of get over that hump to where he's had so much success in getting back to the – we always knew it was there. he just had some bumps in the road to where it's at because the physical skills are there. So we're just hoping he gets a good opportunity on draft day. And just to be nominated for this award is a huge success. So
we've talked about him quite a bit. Give me a number. I mean, where are you looking at Brian Weiss going in the draft? Is this a hopeful draft guy? Is this in the 20th round? Could it be a top 10 round? What are you thinking?
I think he's anywhere between and this is what's crazy. He could go anywhere between the 15th and 40th. I mean, he's a senior sign. He's a redshirt guy, so he has zero opportunities to go back anywhere. He's already 22 years of age. I think he'll be 23 by the draft, so the age is a big thing there. So, you know, he's not holding anybody over a barrel. It's more just who's going to race up to get him or whatnot. So he could literally go if he catches. He's got a lot of pre-draft workouts. I think he just hit at the ballpark in Arlington a couple of days ago. You know, the Astros have called about him, the Padres. So he's doing all his pre-draft stuff and going to do his workouts, and you know, you catch the right cross checker's eye,
that'd be awesome.
You move up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, everyone looks at just the card and says, oh, 23, no, we'll get him for $500 in the 40. You know, so it's kind of one of those. We're just really hoping that he gets an opportunity in affiliated baseball.
Brian Weiss going, hopefully, in the draft, and we'll see how that all plays out. So a couple other things before we wrap up the show today. Got one more break to take. NHL playoffs are going on tonight with three different games going on. Wrestling, well, I don't know how to view this story. Jacques Rogge, president of the International Olympic Committee, says wrestling's governing body has made the necessary changes to give the sport a chance of saving its place in the Olympics. He says their board reacted well in fixing the issues that led them to taking it off for 2020 and address the shortcomings by approving a series of rules changes. Wrestling is competing with seven other sports for a single spot on the 2020 program. Which, again, is just stupid. If you think they're worth it, put it back in. Who cares if there's 36 sports or 38?
Rules changes.
but then after all this, here's what it says. Rogue says, quote, I would say that wrestling has reacted well, but that does not guarantee it will make the list. End quote. Okay. I didn't like that part of it at all.
I don't understand. That's just one of those you just want to scream at somebody. You just want to
exactly.
You just want to call them and be like, are you serious, really? You're going to sit here and talk around in circles when the sport that's been around longer than any other sport in the world?
This is stupid.
And you're not going to put it in the Olympics? It's ridiculous.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer in 6-1. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available.
Eddie from Midway back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where they're keeping busy. And, of course, folks, when you're looking for pre-owned vehicles, certified vehicles, they have got them there for you. New vehicles always as well. Yep. Check out the entire inventory, new and pre-owned, on their website at thinkmidway.com. But, Andy, maybe not everybody necessarily is looking for a brand-new vehicle today.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, and I grew up in that household. You know, it's interesting. Growing up with my parents, it wasn't something where it's not because we couldn't afford to buy a new vehicle, but it was something where we were always taught that, you know, you buy late model, low mile vehicles and you're just buying the principal value. You're not going ahead and buying anything that's going to depreciate. And, you know, I still take that every day with me. And of course, but at this point, I have talked my mom and dad into driving new vehicles at this point, because since their son works in the business, they think they can get a better deal. Boy, did I get you weighed in, Jan. No, but seriously, they get a fair deal, folks.
Just like everybody.
Just like everybody. And, you know, the big thing is, as we were just talking off the air, you know, you said to me, man, where are you getting all these vehicles from? And, you know, and I'll just tell you, like I just told you off the air, right now we have 73 sedans that are in our used inventory. 73 sedans. And the reason I want to put that out there is, you know, we were just talking, you know, gas prices are going back up. People are looking for an economical solution to their problem. And, you know, a great solution is getting into something that's going to, you know, be able to get 28 to 35 miles to the gallon, be able to seat five people comfortably. And that's what we've really been doing. I know Heath Phillips up at the General Motors store, me down at the Chrysler store, we've really been scouring the Midwest. We actually looked through Kansas City, Denver, Oklahoma City, and we have been looking for this inventory because we understand where the trends are, we understand where the tendencies are, and we're bringing these vehicles in. So when you think about it, between both locations in a two-block radius, we have 73 sedans. That should give you an idea. I think right now we have close to 50 trucks on the lot. I think we have close to another 60 SUVs, and we just have a fantastic selection. And the nice part is, too, is a lot of times if you go to a Chrysler store, you can only get Chrysler certified, or if you go to a GM store, you can get GM certified. The great part about the Midway certified is it's going to come with that 2-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of complete powertrain coverage, along with a 6-month, 6,000 mile comprehensive new car bumper to bumper warranty on a pre-owned vehicle, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. If you went ahead and made the wrong choice, we'll give you retail value, what you just got in paying for the vehicle, trade you into another certified vehicle. And the Midway advantage is the lifetime supply of free car washes, 3 free oil changes on the gas burning engines, and 2 oil changes on the diesel engines. Now, the reason that's so important, and I want everybody to hear that, is this. Where else can you go? I don't even know. I was going to say Midwest, but I don't know. In the United States, for example, we got a 2002 Chevrolet Silverado with 70,000 miles on it. This vehicle's 11 years old. This thing should be in fifth grade. It is certified, and it's on our lot. We can have Toyota Camrys, Honda Accords. We can have Ford F-150s. We can certify these vehicles. And the cool part about what we can do is, for example, a Ford dealer that's going to go ahead and do, you know, Ford certified, they wouldn't even be able to certify a 2004 Ford F-150 through their own program. But because under the Midway certification, we can if it's got low enough miles and it meets our parameters. So the nice part is between the 200-plus used vehicles that we have on our lot, with 60, 70, you know, 80%, just depending on the time of those being certified, it gives you that peace of mind. And, you know, one of the big things that I've been hearing people talk about out there is they say, Andy, you've really got to try and do something to carry some, you know, stuff that's not as expensive. And we've really been trying to do that, whether that means maybe giving a little bit more money to get a trade from a customer, maybe that means buying them off of Craigslist, buying them off the street. We've actually been doing that. And I just went through, and I know on our website right now, between both stores, we actually have almost 30 vehicles under $10,000 right now that are pre-owned. Because we do appreciate and we understand not everybody wants to go out and spend $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. And so what we've really been trying to do over the last 30 to 45 days is diversify our selection, make sure it's got a good balance, make sure we're finding economical vehicles. And you know, there's some great deals out there right now. We had that hail come through 6 weeks ago. I think we probably have about 70 to 75 vehicles left with a little bit of light dose of hail that you can get some deep discounts on. And the best way to get all this information truly is just to visit us at thinkmidway.com, or I guess the real best way is to just come on down to one of our locations. locations, and we'll bring inside, sit you down, and tell you all the good stuff.
Great sales staff, great workers. Go and see them anytime. They will be closed on Memorial Day to have a little time with their family so that they can keep that high energy output that you guys always have, Andy. Have a great weekend, and always great to see you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good seeing you too, Doug. Appreciate it.
Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, thanks so much. We continue on and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. What are you doing this weekend?
I am family timing. I'm going to cook some brisket.
Oh.
I'm going to mow the yard. I got to plant some bushes. I got to clean up the... I got a laundry list of honeydew items that I have put off since January the 9th. So.
That doesn't sound like any fun.
Got Shriner's Circus tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Taking the kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite part? You cotton candying it up or what?
Yeah. I'll totally fill my kids with all the junk food. That Mom's not going, so Mom plays in golf league tonight. And
oh, so golf league more important than her own children. She figures it's enough of a circus at home, she can take this one.
Exactly,
off.
Exactly.
Okay, let me back up and give you that one.
Exactly. So, yeah. Sorry, though. You know, it's a. I always enjoy this 3-day weekend because it's kind of the first weekend after a long season. Now, granted, our season ended prematurely or much shorter than usual, but, you know. I always say, as on Monday, remember the troops. Not to get big, but it's a good day to remember all they've done for us. So.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time. We'll see
Thank you
soon. Hey, Damon Day, our co-host today. Jim Langan tomorrow. Brett Maher is going to give us an update on how it's going with the New York Jets. We'll also talk with Brian Munson, a Big Red report about the latest Husker recruiting. I want to thank Paul Reinertsen, state championship golf coach from Gibbon, for joining us today. And congratulations to the Buffaloes. Also to Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald. And keep up to date on our Facebook page today. We're going to give you a chance to win some more Nebraska Danger tickets. And in fact, yesterday we gave away the Danger tickets at the very beginning of the show. Today, I want to give away a couple of pair of Danger tickets at the very end of the show. So if you call right now at 888-455-ESPN, we have two sets of tickets left. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. If you want tickets to tomorrow's Nebraska Danger game, we will do that. And of course, tomorrow, it is the day before the Ord Open, the first major of the year, and we will discuss that major golf tournament tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. See you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!